This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. God, into the daily cycle of our lives, when all seems well with us and with the world, when our yoke is easy and our burden light, you break in and scatter our complacency. In the daily cycle of our lives, when we're comfortable, at ease, when the fire is lit and our eyes are closed, you break in and challenge our dependency. You break into our daily prayers, humble hearts, lay souls bare. You break in when defenses are down. With an angel shout or the quietest sound, you break in and all things change. So may we be changed as you break in to our world. Amen. Herod Antipas had a thing for his brother's wife. And so he had his brother killed, married the wife, and then John the Baptist said, that's not a very good thing to do, to put it lightly. And shortly thereafter, John is thrown into prison. And shortly after that, they chop off John's head and present it on a platter in the palace. Welcome to the Sunday of joy. What a difference between last week's story about John and this week's story about John. But I think if we delve into these 2 weeks together in John's entire life, we can find some joy. John teaches us the vital importance of us knowing who we are, and who we are not. We heard it last week. John knew who he was not, because he keeps pointing the finger at Jesus. I'm not the one. He's the one. He's the Messiah. I am not fit to untie the thong of sandals. He's the one. John knows his role. John knows who he is last week. So what the heck happened this week? Well, there's a little thing called prison. And John, who knows he has this gift as a prophet, needs to be reminded of what his gift is. And sometimes, doing what we are called to do, who we are meant to be, does have some consequences that in the short run might be, let's put it simple, a little uncomfortable. And so what does Jesus do for John? Well, listen to the second half of that gospel today. John's got these doubts. Are you really the one? Doubting his whole prophetic voice that we heard last week. And Jesus reaffirms him to everyone. There was no greater prophet than John. It's sort of to build him back up, to remind him who he is. You know the old joke. The guy gets up in the morning and mom shakes him and says, oh, no, I'm not going to church today. And she has to do that 2 or 3 times. And finally she says, you are going to church today because you're the priest and you're preaching. You know, we have to be reminded sometimes of who we are. And that means we are reminded of the gifts that we have and the gifts that we don't have, who we are and who we are not. We all have certain ways in which God has gifted us, and we have other ways in which we are not gifted. You want to know where I'm not gifted? Ask Dee, she'll tell you. I'm not good at making the bed, I'll tell you that. But it's so important for us like John to understand that. And the challenge we get in our lives is that we have this sidewise glance of envy where we want somebody else's gifts. And so, man, I got all of these gifts God has given me, but boy, I sure wish I could play golf like Chris. I sure wish I could hit a baseball like Willie Mays. I sure wish I could play the organ like David Clile Morse. We can wish and wish and wish, and we end up missing the opportunity to maximize the gifts that God has given to us. We are told from last week's gospel, was John using his gift as prophet? You bet. Matthew tells us that everyone was coming out to the desert. Everyone. The word spread. This guy was amazing. Using his gifts. The challenge we get into is we want to get something else. And it's ingrained in us a little bit. We've talked about that before. You get your report card when you're in school, huh? You bring it to your teacher or your older brother or sister or your parents. Mathematics, A. Science, A. Reading, A. Gym, A. English, B. And what do we end up hearing about? Let's work on that B and get that up to an A. Whereas, if it was God speaking, congratulations on those A's. You obviously have a gift for that, and we should be pursuing it as you start looking at high schools. We get this idea that we have to be rounded out. We try to do that to each other in our jobs, don't we? Well, you're doing this pretty well, but you know, you're not really measuring up over here. Well, if we know who we are and who we are not, then we just need to surround ourselves with people who are good at what we are not good at. John was certainly good at being a prophet, but obviously in other ways, it wasn't his gift. But he certainly used his gift well. This season is about understanding who we are in Jesus. Mary learned, this is the pink Sunday, how we got the pink candle. If we had pink vestments, we would be wearing them today. Some people call it Pepto-Bismol Sunday. But you know, Mary had to come to an understanding of who she was and who she was called to be. And then she accepts that she is going to carry Christ into the world. And so she proclaims her Magnificat, which is why we call this the Sunday of Joy, because it's traditionally Mary's Sunday. But it's all about understanding who we are and who we are in Jesus. Now, we have used this joy word before as an acronym. You probably remember this, J-O-Y. And it's a way in which we can understand our identity and live out our lives the best way we can. J stands for Jesus. If we are looking for our purpose in life through the heart and eyes of Jesus, if Jesus is the number one priority, we will truly then discover who we are and who we are called to be. And then, oh, others. Reaching out and helping others when we can gives us that opportunity to again discover who I am meant to be in Jesus. The old anecdote about the lady who was just very frustrated with her life. She really wanted to make a difference, and she felt like she didn't know who she was, so she decides, I'm just going to go to the mall. She goes to the mall. She walks in this store, and there's a guy behind the counter that looks a lot like Jesus. Are you Jesus? Yeah, I'm the owner of this store. So go up and down the aisles and pick whatever you want. And she's walking down the aisles, and she sees there's nothing but packages of seeds. And Jesus says, well, yeah, pick out any that you want. And then you go and you plant those seeds. And then someone else will reap the benefits. And she walks out of the store without buying anything, still frustrated with her life. It's about us understanding that this identity that we come to in our Christ view is to be for others. And then that last word, you. Understanding then who we truly are. We celebrated this past week one of my favorite feast days in the church here for Santa Lucia, St. Lucy. And every year with our school kids, we figure out who can be St. Lucy this year. And if you don't know the story of Santa Lucia, you probably know the song, that she was in the third 300s in Italy, in Sicily, at a time when Christianity was illegal, that you could be killed for being a Christian. And so the Christians are living in these caves, in these sewers, basically. And they were starving. They were dependent on others to bring them sustenance. St. Lucy, this preteen, gets this idea that she can go and she can bring food to these people. But the caves are dark, and of course, if she's going to have her hands full of food, she's going to need something to see where she's going. So somehow, she ends up getting this crown that she wears that has candles on her head to light the way. Now, you can imagine being in a dark, dingy, musty cave, having no food, and suddenly in the distance, you see a light approaching. And you know it means food and sustenance is coming. Now, to do that, she's got candles in her hair, burning. You don't want to start your hair on fire, do you? So you are going to walk very straight when you do that, with your head held high. Now, don't get nervous about our school kids. We don't have them with candles. There's little battery-operated lights we use. But the point is this. In some way, we are all meant to be like Lucy. Because we have a God who loves us totally and unconditionally and has given to each one of us unique gifts, whether it's a prophet like John or to bring Christ into the world in very special ways, as Mary brought him in physically in the incarnation, we should walk with our head held high as we go out into the darkness, into the difficulties, knowing that as Jesus breaks into our world, he's going to break in through us as we discover who we truly are. Amen.